Blog Talk Radio.
She's a blogger, author, CEO, professor, triathlete, mentor, and more. Podcasting live from HJMT Studios, please welcome Hillary Copper.
Hey there, everyone. It's Hillary here, and you've signed into Hillary Copper On Air, a show about inspiration and determination. And everyone on this show has done something amazing, whether it's been in business, in life, or in triathlons. And today, I'm going to be talking with Matt Dixon. He's a prominent triathlete, former pro, elite coach of Purple Patch Fitness, exercise physiologist, and he's the author of The Well-Built Triathlete and his newest book, Fast Track Triathlete. But before we begin the show, a word from our sponsors.
This show is sponsored by Russo Law Group, an elder law, estate planning, and special needs law firm based on Long Island. They are dedicated to providing peace of mind to you and your family. Russo Law Group can be reached at 1-800-680-1717. This show is also sponsored by Champion Office Suite, virtual and executive suites for any business by the hour, day, or month at affordable prices. Their beautiful offices are located in Garden City, New York. Call them today at 1-866-505-1225.
And now it gives me great pleasure to welcome Matt Dixon to the show. Welcome, Matt.
Good morning, Hillary. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for being here. So can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My background is I'm obviously not from the States, although I've lived here now longer than I spent growing up in England. But I was very lucky. I came across on a swimming scholarship many moons ago and swam at the University of Cincinnati and went up to a pretty high level in swimming. And while I was trying to make the Olympic team, which I did not make, I was studying exercise physiology, and I started my coaching career. And my coaching started in swimming, and then progressed to triathlon as I got into triathlons, raced professionally for triathlons for several years. Although I think I'm a great example of how to do a professional triathlon career poorly. It was full of overtraining, full of bad habits and underperformance, and that really gave birth to my coaching methodology, which has since become Purple Patch Fitness.
So awesome. So talk a little bit about CEOs and small business owners. It seems to me that a lot of CEOs and small business owners want to get into triathlons. What do you think attracts them to triathlons?
It's true. It's an appealing sport, and it's counterintuitive for many people because being a CEO is obviously demanding on their families, demanding obviously on their time, and they're choosing a sport that is demanding in itself. But I think that one of the things we learn and are becoming more cognizant about is that performance spreads from different entities. So it used to be the case that people thought about their health, then they talked about performance at work, then they talked about performance in everyday life and having a social life. But people now are realizing that to truly become a great performer, you cannot think in terms of things being mutually exclusive. So how you are out of the workplace is going to inform the type of performer that you are in the workplace. And so at least with many of the CEOs that I work with, there's a real cross-pollination that occurs with trying to find great human potential, great through athletic potential, and then transfer that and use the improved critical thinking, the improved energy, the better tools that they have from the triathlon lifestyle. They bring that to their leadership and their business life, and it's really effective for many of them.
You know, I've also found, too, that with CEOs and small business owners, when they get into triathlons, they don't just get into, you know, just doing a sprint or an Olympic triathlon. They seem to do half or full distance courses. Do you think that's smart to just go right into it, or should it be more of a gradual thing?
I love, in general terms, in all performance, I love that word progression. I have two favorite words. One is consistency and one is progression. So it's really important for someone that is really time-starved, is really busy, that they can first find a sustainable training program that can integrate into their life. And so that's the consistency part. And then I love progression. And so if someone comes to me with a blank slate, these are typically highly motivated, elite performers in life. And so they love to take a bite of the Big Apple. They love to say, I'm going straight for Ironman. And typically what I would advise is to start at something that's really accessible, that they can learn, that they can really thrive at and enjoy, and then progress up to the bigger challenge. And then, of course, as the challenge of the distance gets longer, they're already have ingrained positive habits. And then it becomes an optimization game. Then it becomes about how do we integrate this sport and the longer distance sport into a really busy life. But it's much better to do that off of a runway of progression and say, okay, start with Olympic distance, start with sprint, start with actually the lifestyle, and then turn up the volume of focus and the volume of the duration and do that. So I much prefer a little bit of a ramping progress. But of course, many of them come to me and say, I'm the CEO of X, and I've just signed up for 3 Ironman races this year. I've never done a triathlon. And I have to reverse engineer many times and become very persuasive.
Wow. Now, talking about that, okay, this is crazy. I mean, you know, look, and I know a lot of people do that, and you know, it is what it is, but, you know, they've got a lot of these CEOs and small business owners, they've got the family, they've got work responsibilities, they want to do a triathlon. How do you suggest people juggle this all?
It cannot be isolated. It has to be a total solution, a global solution. And what I mean by that is, the best way to explain it is I'll tell a story. I was talking to a group of CEOs the other day, and I said, okay, guys, men and women, you're all looking to do half Ironman or Ironman training. How many hours a week do you think you have to train to be ready and successful performance within the context of your lives? How many hours a week do you think you have to train to be successful? And across the room, the average hours, they said, was 20 hours a week of training. I said, that's really interesting. So you guys here all think you have to do 20 hours a week while also being the CEO of a company, while also many of you having families and other commitments outside. How many of you have that many hours? And no one, of course, put their hand up. So I said, so therefore you will fail relative to your perceptions. So in order to juggle or create a solution for a CEO or anyone that is really time-starved, I think you have to start at the other end of the equation and really get a landscape of your life and look at what I call your non-negotiables. And so the non-negotiables is performance at work, performance for your relationships, your family, your kids, whatever it might be, sleep, because it's really important, and proper nutrition. Those are non-negotiables. We cannot compromise those because those are your platform of your financial success, your health, and everything else. Now with what is left over, the time availability that you have left over, now let's look at those hours and lead with the question of how do we optimize those hours? And that starts to create out-of-the-box thinking and creative solutions and a program that is sustainable. And then the final layer onto it, which I think is really important, is to say we cannot mathematically spreadsheet our way out of this. Life is not a spreadsheet. So we know for these men and women that life happens. And so being a CEO or anyone that's time starved, you have certain weeks that maybe the stresses or the commitments ebb a little bit and you have a bit more capacity and a little bit more breathing room. So your training program and approach should be dynamic enough that you can maybe take advantage of that and train a little bit more that week. On the other hand, life gets in the way. Life happens, whether it's kids, whether it's commitments at work, whether it's travel. And we have to have a program that's also dynamic enough to remain specific, but reduce in overall training hours on those weeks while enabling them to still move forward. And so I really believe in creating a dynamic training programs that are flexible, that can ebb and flow with life, because that is the reality of all of these men and women's life. And so that's how we sort of anchor the mindset. And the one thing I would add, which I think is really important, is the barometer of success for these time-starved individuals is not how many hours a week do you train. The barometer is making sure you get the key sessions in that supply the specificity of the training that they're getting ready for. And in our conversation, we're talking about triathlon, but it could be marathon running, it could be cycling, it could be any endurance sport. But we get the specific work in, then there are supporting sessions there that are great if you have time, but those are the ones that get scaled, reduced, or even removed if life gets in the way. And that's really empowering for the athlete. But of course, it's a transition in mindset, which is where the coaching and the education and the guidance and the wooden spoon to whack them with occurs.
So, you know, but that there's the training, right? But then a lot of times people get injured. How do you, you know, how do you train to prevent injuries from occurring?
Yeah, the first is what is the cause of injuries? And if we remove the things that we don't want to happen, people falling off their bikes, for example, which are impact injuries. If we talk about overuse injuries occur because of an accumulation of too much load or stress on the musculoskeletal system, of which the body cannot absorb, and therefore something breaks. And inflamed tendons, pulled muscles, whatever it might be. So one thing we know that we have seen at Purple Patch consistently is when an athlete can sustain a consistent training program and it is supported with enough recovery, and that includes sleep, and in support of that, you have a nice platform of good nutrition and fueling habits, and we include some strength and conditioning. If those four, as we call them, pillars of performance are present and you layer it consistently, the occurrence of injury and sickness and underperformance radically declines. And that's a real shift. So we have to, for the CEO, for the busy executive, we have to get all of those elements. We can't just say, hey, Johnny or Mary, here's your swimming, biking and running. Good luck. We actually have to make sure that they view their performance journey as a smart training program that's suitable and sustainable for them, not for their neighbor, not for the pro athletes, but for them, that is supported with some strength and conditioning, not much, but enough to help them become a better functioning human being, has a good platform of nutrition and enough sleep to enable them to perform. Not only do they avoid injury, they improve in their sport. But more than that, not only do they improve in their sport, it comes back to your original question, they also have more energy to bring to the workplace. They bring a better version of themselves to family. And so I think that success is, yes, avoiding injury, yes, improving in your sports, but it's also, for these people, it is about thriving in health, work, and life. And I think that if the athlete starts with that is my success, instead of just saying, I want to get ready for an Ironman or I want to improve my time by 30 minutes, if they actually say my barometer of success is, yes, improving in my sport, but also health, work, and life, they improve in their sport, but they feel much better and they avoid injury. And so I think it really is rooted in smart habits from the ground up, viewed as the total training program, and rather than just swim, bike, and run, and everything else be compromised from there.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your new book, The Fast Track Triathlete. Tell us a little bit about the book and about the 14-week race prep plans that you have in there.
Sure. It's a great segue because it comes off of the platform of the discussion we just had. I wrote the book. This is the second book. And the first book that I wrote, The Well-Built Triathlete, was really the methodology, the manual, the resource manual in many ways of the purple patch approach, how we've had success with our professional athletes, of course, but also with our amateur athletes. This is a narrower focus. This book is written specifically for the athlete that is time-starved, is either the busy mother three or the CEO or an aspiring executive in the corporate world that wants to improve in the sport, that wants to achieve their goals in the sport, but not at the cost of their health, of their ability to work, and of their ability to have a social life. And so we wrote the book as a very targeted manual and education to start around all of the elements we talked about. How do we actually manage travel if you're going to be managing? What are the practices that really help with fueling for recovery, but also fueling for energy management in the day? How does the hydration fit into that? What do we do with nutrition when you travel? And then, of course, it has a comprehensive strength and conditioning guide for someone that doesn't have an hour to go and spend at the gym, let alone commuting back and forth from the gym and spending an hour and a half a day doing strength and conditioning. It's a program designed to be able to be done anywhere, including the hotel room and on when you're traveling on trips. And then the training plan that's included in there, the previous book did not have a plan, but I deliberately wrote a plan, and I wrote it as really two pieces. The first is how to set up your key sessions throughout a whole year of training for a triathlete. So just the key sessions of each week. And then for the last 14 weeks, getting ready for either your choice of distance, either half Ironman or Ironman. It's a daily training program to build you into your key races for the last 14 weeks. And it's very detailed for a reason. It's one of the things that I've done is I wanted to create a training program that is dynamic, is flexible, can ebb and flow, as we talked about before. And every single workout in this program is scalable, either scalable if you run out of time, and for the 60-minute workout, you only have 45 minutes. We tell you how to actually scale the workout. And then also, which is really important for the empowered athlete, I think, that has to juggle so many sources of stress in life, we scale it for fatigue. You've got an interval session scheduled. You're doing it after work. You've had a really long day of work, and you are exhausted. Do you push through, or do you actually adjust the workout a little bit? So every single workout has the option to scale when life has got in the way, so that you can create sustainability, so that you can avoid injury, so that you can still progress, even though life might be playing havoc with you over the course of that week. So it's a very, very different training program that I think is out there in any other triathlon book, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It is so incredibly detailed. I mean, you talk about everything from, you know, what to do on the swim, the bike, and the run. I mean, it's just so detailed. It's fantastic, actually. This is the Fast Track Triathlete. And tell us, Matt, where people can get a copy of that book?
So it's available at Amazon, and positive reviews on Amazon are always very welcome as well. It's also available at my website, purplepatchfitness.com, so www.purplepatchfitness.com. And purchasing it through the website, readers can have me sign it. I'm happy to autograph it. I'm not sure if that dilutes the value of the book or increases it, but I'll leave it to the reader's desire. And then one thing in the book that's a little unique as well, once you've purchased the book, we actually put a code in the back of the book, on I think the very last page of the book, that once readers have read the book, and they, so often when you finish reading a book, you said, that was enjoyable, I got a lot out of it, but I'd like to know more. We have a really robust online education platform that we use for our athletes. Videos, podcasts, interviews, weekly bulletins from me. And as a part of being a fast track reader, you can you get 3 months of free access to that. So you can continue the conversation with us. You can ask more questions. You can do deep dives into any of the subjects on some of our online digital copy, which of course is impossible to get into the book. So when you buy the book, you actually get a little bit of a venture on from that if people are interested.
So, and you are going to be coming to New York. Actually, I'm sure you're doing book tours around the country, but soon you said that you're going to do a book tour in New York. Can you tell us a little bit about that tour and about some of the other tours around the country in bigger cities?
Sure, yes. So I love New York. We love New York, and we're going to be heading home for the holidays to England to see my family. We thought, what a wonderful opportunity to stop for a few days in New York with my five-year-old and my wife Kelly, and we're going to spend a few days in New York, going to things like the Botanical Gardens and the train show and other really fun stuff like that. And on top of that, we're going to do some events, some social and educational events. So we have. On the 20th, the evening of the 20th, we will be at Finish Line Physical Therapy, which is Lower Manhattan. I think that's in Soho area, if I'm right. And then 6:30 p.m. on the 21st of December, we'll be at the Rafa store, the Rafa cycling store, down in Chelsea area, I think that is. And that will be very social. We'll have coffee and beer, and we'll do a Q&A. And a meet and greet and talk more, and I'll make sure it's educational. But one of the things I like to do is tell stories about some of our athletes and some of our professionals and some of the inner works of Purple Patch, which are funny and sometimes inspiring as well. So those will be the two nights, the 20th and the 21st of December, which I know is just before the holidays, but that's our timing. And then we have a few others that we're it's probably best just to hop on to at Purple Pouch on our Twitter account, and we will send those out as they're coming through for the other book events that we have. We have a major one in San Francisco coming up very soon.
Awesome. That's awesome. And tell us again how people can get in touch with you.
So the easy way, and one of the things we like to do is I love to email people back, so I spend a lot of time answering questions and fielding questions. So the easy way to contact us is info@purplepatchfitness.com, and if listeners to your show have questions, they can reach out and just make sure that they mention that they heard our discussion here, because that normally means we'll send them something fun, and we'll be delighted to help. And then, of course, at the website, www.purplepatchfitness.com. And there's lots of information, lots of free education, and, of course, the book for sale up there as well.
It's an excellent book. I'm going to actually put your book on my holiday gift-giving guide. I think it's perfect for the holidays. So I think that you guys should all go out and get this book, Fast Track Triathlete, for the holidays. And I want to thank you, Matt, for being on the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Russo Law Group and Champion Office Suites. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit blogtalkradio.com/Hillary Topper. And that's Hillary with one L. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This show is sponsored by Russo Law Group, an elder law.
Thank Thank you for listening to Hillary Topper On Air. For more information, visit atriathletesdiary.com or nylifestyleblog.com.